It's Tom and Loggy's daily podcast.
Tom and Log.
Catch them live weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on K-Rock 955.
When you move into a new house, you probably don't know every square inch of it, you know what I mean? Like you go, you're either renting or you're buying. And, you know, even if you buy, you're not going to, there's going to be surprises.
Yeah, there's secret drawers and things you never knew.
Like you go to hang a picture and you realise that you go straight through the wall because it's just riddled with termites. That kind of gear.
Yeah.
Which is pretty standard. A woman over in the States has gone viral and her account is gaining kind of traction and people are tuning in for her adventures because she's just moved into a house. It was a year ago, but she's just started posting about it because they pulled up an old carpet.
Oh, okay.
Right. And they made a bit of a discovery. So they bought the house a year ago from a couple who were in a hurry to leave.
Oh, that's not a good sign.
Motivated sellers. Why do they want to get out? Who cares? Let's just give them a couple of hundred or, you know, $1,000, I mean, a couple of hundred thousand. Right. So she made this discovery when she pulled up the carpet and there was a basement.
Oh, God.
She's like, oh, what's this? Oh, it's a door to a basement. And there's red splatters on the doors.
Oh,
of the base.
Don't even.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. She said, moving into the house was so fast. The couple we bought it from were in a hurry to leave. They wanted to move. They sold it to us very cheap. She's since posted several videos showing her attempts to explore the basement, reporting a humming noise, which left her and her friends feeling freaked out.
Oh, Lordy.
That could just be the wiring. I don't know. We were going to go down there and I was going to film it, but there was a humming noise and my friends were freaked out and wanted to go home.
Oh, so would I.
And that's the great thing when it's someone else's house.
Yes,
not
see
so
ya.
Good. Not so good when it's your house. They're like, hey, we want to go home. We're not comfortable here. And you're like, well, what do I do?
Yeah, put the carpet back.
I actually can't just come to your house. In another video, she spoke of not wanting to go down the basement alone. I'm not going down there. I'm pretty afraid. It's very unsettling, right? So she finally gets the courage up to go down there.
Mm.
She found rubbish, old furniture, and what looks like more red splatters on the floor, including under more carpet that she pulled up down there.
Oh, God. That's when you get the police over, don't you?
Yeah, do the UV light. Or she said there's a hole in the wall that she described as sketchy and gross.
What? How can a hole in the wall be sketchy and gross?
Oh, mate.
Oh, okay. Now I get it. Sorry, I was very naive.
Yeah. Oh, God.
That's a glorious hole.
Take my eye out. Anyway, it's something out of a horror film and it's under a house. So just be careful when you're buying a house, guys.
Tom and Log.
Tom and Loggy's podcast, K-Rock 955.
The big VJ, Vance Joy, Riptide. It's 10 past 8 on K-Rock 955. Tom and Loggy, let's play.
Guess the year.
You like that one?
Yeah. The big VJ.
Yeah, that's what I call him. He hates it, but, you know, he lets me get away with it.
Yeah.
Also because he doesn't know. I guess the year is Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Bellarine's favourite Tuesday base game. It works like this. We play a little bit of a song and you and I cast our minds back through the mists of time and try and work out when it was released.
When were we crying when we heard it last?
Well,
you
not
know?
Me. When were you crying?
Yeah.
When was I? I don't know. A lot of misspent youth. A lot of it I can't remember. We write it down on a piece of paper. We reveal on three. It's closest to without going over in the traditional Price is Right fashion.
Love you, Larry.
Best of three arrangement. I think we're ready to play. You ready to play?
So ready.
Let's play. You can play along at home, as I always say, though. If you're driving, 10 and 2. Hands on the wheel. Yep. Don't write anything down.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay.
Keep it safe.
We'll trust you that what's in your head is what you thought it would be. Okay, here we go.
This is a great one. Oh.
What? Ah. Why did you say? Oh.
No, because I thought you slipped. I thought you nearly fell over, and lost your balance. No, something happened with your hand, and I thought you lost your balance. Sorry,
mate.
And that's why I didn't mention anything.
Okay,
sorry.
You worry about what's going on over that side.
Okay,
and what's coming through the cans. All right,
I've gone.
The way you make me feel. Okay. You ready to go?
Yeah, I changed my answer.
Oh. be interesting.
Yep.
See how that plays out for you. Rebellion, 3, 2, 1.
1982.
Ooh, interesting. I see what you've done there. What was your original?
89.
Ah, yeah. Way no, that would have been too late. Yeah. Okay, let's find out.
The year was
1987.
Ah, I'll take that one. Thank you. Yes.
Go you. No, well done. Like
question number two.
Ooh, I'm a rebel just for kicks.
Oh, yes. Okay. I've got a feeling that was...
Portugal the band.
Yeah. No, Portugal the man.
Yeah, they're also a band.
Okay.
So both statements are accurate.
No, it'd be Portugal the man the band.
No.
You cannot be told.
Okay, you got something?
Yeah.
It was definitely, it's not that old, and it's definitely in my time here at K-Rock. So, 3, 2, 1.
2016.
Okay, here we go.
The year was
2017.
Oh, well, good work, us.
Well, that means you won. Oh.
No, we'll go.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Well, that's
nothing point.
That's
two for you, but anyway.
No, because we've never played like that. Here we go. Song number 3.
Toxic. Yes.
I am. I went through a massive toxic phase. You know the film clip where she's walking around with the boa, the big boa.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
No, it was that slave for you, I think.
Ah.
But still good.
Whatever. I just spent a lot of time in the early noughties walking around carrying a big snake.
Big one?
Because of that film clip.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to say...
Size can be deceiving.
Well, it's about...
No, stop it.
Reveal in 3, 2, 1.
The 2001. Year 2000.
Ooh.
The year was
2004.
Yeah, oh. I'll take that and I'll also take the win.
Well done.
That'll do it for me. Thank you.
I love those songs.
Yeah, good what a game. Fun round.
Miss the show. Here are the best bits of Tom and Log.
Tom and Log.
On K-Rock.
Wake up in the morning... feeling like avocado, and I'm going to hit this city. I don't know. I was trying to do a Kesha thing. It didn't really work out.
Oh, okay. I thought you were doing a, is it Degrassi
wake
Jr.?
Wake up in the, what's that? Degrassi, huh?
Yeah.
Why? What's that?
I think the song starts, wake up in the morning feeling kind of lonely. Hey, I got to go to school. Something like that.
And I'm
feel like I can make it, feel like I can take it. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Oh, yeah, it sounds like I could get behind that.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
I mean, how many episodes of Heartbreak High?
I'm up to season 5 now.
Yeah, okay.
Drazik and Anita just went out. But she's a bit embarrassed to be seen with him, you know, because he's such a douche.
And you're back to being the niche one. All is right of the world again. And
yes,
off we go.
And off we go. Yeah, morning ruin today. I know I know that this happens every year, but sometimes I just need a reminder. So I thought, I didn't get reminded, maybe I'll remind some other people.
Is this going to be I think I know what this is going to be.
Those goddamn shepherds are back. Oh, slap them away from my face. I have them on toast and it's going up to my mouth and I'm like, you are a peasant, shepherd avocado. You're an absolute peasant. What do you do? This is what I hate. Fair enough. We pay for brunches, right? Mm. If you go out for brunch and you're like $18 for a smashed avo, cool, right? But don't call it a smashed avo if it comes with sliced avocado. And I'm not going to the proprietors on that. I'm saying because you cannot smash a shepherd.
Oh, okay, right.
Because they are terrible.
They're just very firm, aren't they?
Oh, you just can't tell what's going on with them. Like Hass is like me.
Okay.
We wear our emotions on the outside, right?
Oh, I thought you meant like quite wrinkly and soft in certain spots. But that's how you know you're just right.
I hate you. No, I don't. But I hate the shepherd more.
Yeah.
Because it's just, avocado doesn't want to be sliced.
I'm like the shepherd and you're like, because I've got quite a firm exterior.
Yes.
But also really thick skin, so you got no idea what's going on inside.
I know, and you squeeze and you squeeze and you squeeze and nothing happens.
Nothing happens. And then, you know, when all's said and done, you've wasted your bloody time and you're left with a bad taste in your mouth. Okay. That's it.
Tom and Log.
Tom and Loggy's podcast, K-Rock 955.
We're asking, what do they spill on you? Mm. I was out and about with Jimmy. We're having dinner. Poor person that was serving us brought over a plate of food, and she knocked the wine glass over, my wine glass, full of red, or pretty much half full, and it went all over Jimmy. I escaped, went all over Jimmy.
Can I ask?
Yeah.
How far away from you was your glass that it fell in his direction? Or how aggressively did she put the plate down for it to go flying that hard? Or alternatively, are you guys that couple that don't like to sit opposite each other because it's too far across the table? So we'll sit on like, we'll sit adjacent sides, you know. So
That's European style for sure. No, we were across each other, but the table was small.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So we were like fitting it.
That was the
Is that
option.
Satisfactory for you?
No, you just seem like you guys would be like, oh, we've got to sit next to each other.
They
like
were so nice.
If you and Jimmy James went to a restaurant and sat in a booth, would you sit on the same side or would you sit opposite sides?
I don't know. We haven't been a very booth.
What's your first instinct? Don't worry about it. Don't think about it. What would you do?
Across.
Across. Yeah, okay, cool. That's good.
Coming from you.
What?
Yes. Love bug. But I will say this. They offered soda water.
To drink? Or to
try and get it off. Oh, okay. Yeah, to try and get it off his pants. Mm. And also gave me a free glass of wine. Ha! Winner.
Okay. That's the very least they could do. Big spills out and about. Was it you? Did it happen to you? George in Hamlin Heights. Tell us the story, mate.
Hi, guys. So I've had both. I accidentally sprayed a lady a white dress with a Cosmo, shaking a cocktail for her. Once I shook towards the customer, it was an engagement party, and straight down the center, she had this red stain, which was crazy.
It was her engagement, was it?
Yeah, it was so awkward. Oh. And to make it worse, I was squeezing the lime with a hand press, and some squeezed out and got her in the eye.
Oh, my God, stay away from the bar. Get someone else to go and get your drinks, woman.
Yeah, and then I shook towards her, and, you're always meant to turn to your side and shake.
Yeah.
And I just went towards her, just straight down the center. But the worst one was my daughter had at a cafe. She was 5 years old. The young girl, she would have been 16, dropped a whole tray full of hot coffee and chocolate over the top of her. And,
oh, my God.
It was horrific. She was screaming in agony, and I had to jump up and grab bottles of water and start pouring it over her. And I just felt sorry for her. But even the poor girl afterwards, found her out in the toilet crying. She was just a young girl. It was an accident. But
how traumatic for everyone.
And but we had a change of clothes and changed her and continued to have breakfast there. And at the end, the owner come up and said, look, I'm really sorry, just letting you know I haven't charged you for the drinks. And I said, dude, if you think I'm going to pay for anything on the bill, you got it wrong. And we walked out.
Yeah.
Yeah. You should have gone with that story first.
Yeah, open with that. No, she was okay. She didn't have, like, severe burns or anything, did she?
No, she was okay. I poured a lot of water. I think it was more the... It startled her. Like, it didn't hurt her, but thankfully it wasn't
still
worse than that.
Like you said, Tom, just horrible for everyone.
Yeah, so traumatic for everyone. Also, cheeky by the owner. Oh, yeah, I won't charge you for those drinks that you never got because they got dropped all over your child.
Yeah, it was scolding, but not that scolding.
Here's what I'll do. I'm not going to pay for my meal and I'm not going to sue you. How about that?
Yeah.
Far out.
I know, that's a lot. Jasmine in Armstrong Creek, what got spilled over you or did you spill it over someone else?
Hello. So I work at a local pub out in Mount Need, and I was training a new girl that came in as a waitress, and we serve buffalo wings at the pub.
I know it well.
So she went to turn around with buffalo wings with blue cheese sauce on the side, and it's flown off the wing and landed on the floor, and it exploded in front of both of us, sprayed us both with blue cheese sauce.
Now, how easy is that to get off things?
It stinks.
Yeah.
It is the worst smelling thing, and it went in our shoes and everything.
Oh.
So. Of all the sauces to get all over you. Amazing.
Yeah.
At least, hey, did you have much of your shift left to go, or could you?
Yeah, it was the start of the shift.
Yeah,
so
perfect timing.
Actually, flew up the wall and onto the roof as well.
Wow.
All right, Donna and Torquay, wrap this up for us, mate.
This has affected the way I go to movie theatres here on in. This didn't happen recently. It was in the 80s. I was with my second date with my boyfriend. I said, I'll go grab the popcorn and the drinks, and he gave me some money and said, get the biggest ones you possibly can. Jumbo. And when I come back in, the movie theater was a bit, we were actually seeing The Neverending Story. I'm walking through and it's a bit dark and I'm trying to get through, and I had the biggest drink of Fanta and popcorn, and I'm walking through and it accidentally went over the guy with a white shirt in front of me, the whole drink. And this is my second date, so I'm embarrassed. I just wanted to run. I didn't know what to do. And I just kind of sat down. The guy looked behind. He was sopping wet and did not get up. The whole movie, he just sat there.
Oh my God!
He didn't say a damn thing. And now to this day, when I go to movie theaters, I don't take drinks. Yes. I don't take anything. I just sit.
Do you think,
I'm so scared.
Do you think he stayed there by choice, or he was just so sticky from the Fanta that he couldn't get out of the chair?
I was kind of thinking, I think about it often, and the guy that I was dating was actually a really big dude, so I'm not really scared to say anything.
Yeah, I wouldn't either.
Rock.